Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, March 31st, 2021. As of March 29th, 11.9% of Berliners have received one corona vaccination, 5.1% have been fully vaccinated, and the 7-day incidence in the capital has increased to 146.4. As you probably should know, as of today, in order to shop and in many cases work in Berlin, a negative coronavirus test is required. The RBB has provided a list of frequently asked questions and answers regarding today's changes as follows. Where does the required testing apply in Berlin? The compulsory test and meet will replace the click and meet regulation in Berlin retail stores starting today. In other words, no appointments have to be booked before visiting a store. However, a daily or tagesaktuelle negative test result must be presented. Only children under the age of 6 do not have to present test results. At the same time, distances must be kept, only a few customers are allowed to enter a store at once, and the obligation to wear a mask remains. Also from today, the masking requirement will be tightened, whereas up to now, simple, mostly blue and white surgical masks have been permitted in addition to FFP2 masks. Now, only FFP2 masks may be worn in Berlin stores and public transport. Operators of department stores and shopping centers and malls are required to organize testing opportunities for their visitors. The chief executive of the Regional Trade Association, Nils Busch-Petersen, has already signaled the willingness of retailers to actively participate and, for example, set up testing stations in empty storefronts or in parking garages. The testing requirement does not apply to, quote, places of basic supply, for example, supermarkets, butchers, bakeries, pharmacies, DIY stores, drugstores, opticians, weekly markets, gas stations, bicycle and car repair shops, bookstores, and restaurant pickup and delivery services. Does the new Berlin testing requirement also apply to hairdressers and cosmetic salons? Yes, for body-related services such as salons, the following applies according to the current containment ordinance. They may now only be visited after making an appointment in advance and with a negative test result certified on the day of the appointment. The same applies to visits to cultural institutions such as museums, galleries, and memorials. Where and when can corona rapid tests be carried out in Berlin? The website testtogo.berlin lists all testing stations in the Hauptstadt. As of Monday, March 29th, this included 157 different contact points, and the list is continuously being expanded. In addition to 16 official test centers of the state of Berlin, which cover all districts, and some of which can be used without booking an appointment, 5 hospitals offer the service, and there are numerous commercial providers such as pharmacies, as well as third-party testing centers. It should be noted that not all test centers are open on Sundays and holidays. Pharmacies, for example, offer the tests only within their business hours. All other providers, including public ones, can be visited on Sundays and holidays, including Easter. What is the maximum age of a daily updated or tagesaktuelle corona rapid test result? The Berlin Containment Ordinance at berlin.de does not define the term tagesaktuelle in more detail. So, per RBB, it remains unclear whether the test must be made on the same day as the planned store visit or booked appointment, or whether the time span between the test and the planned use of the result may not exceed 24 hours. As of Sunday, Chief Executive of the Berlin-Brandenburg Trade Association, Nils Busch-Petersen, assumed the latter in a statement to the German press agency. This would mean that a 6 p.m. Thursday test result would be valid even if it's not used until 10 a.m. on the Friday morning after, for example. The Potsdam City Council has actually specified for its retail testing requirement, which has been in effect since the 27th of March, that, quote, the POC antigen rapid test or the PCR test with a negative result can have been performed no more than 24 hours before the visit to a store, unquote. What types of rapid corona tests are available? There are currently two types of rapid antigen tests, the so-called point-of-care rapid antigen tests, or POC tests, for professional use, and the rapid antigen test for self-testing by laypersons, or self-tests. In addition, there is still the PCR test, which is evaluated in a lab. Rapid antigen tests can only be performed by trained personnel. Similar to the PCR test, a nasal or throat swab is taken. However, in contrast to the PCR test, the evaluation takes place directly on site and not in a lab. Since March 8th, everyone in Berlin has been entitled to at least one cost-free rapid test per week. Self-tests have their name because everyone can do these tests themselves, for example, at home. The self-tests are intended for use by private individuals. For this purpose, sample collection and evaluation must be appropriately simple. The test can be done with a nasal swab or saliva. PCR tests are the, quote, gold standard among corona tests. Samples are taken by medical personnel, and the evaluation is carried out by a lab. If rapid test results are positive, they must be reported to the public health department and verified by a PCR test. Can I present my self-quick test that I took at home as proof? No. Only daily updated POC rapid antigen tests performed at official testing sites are valid for receiving services and visiting stores. Self-tests are to be used in the private and family sphere, especially in view of Easter. That's why the current Berlin containment ordinance also says that all Berliners are urged to get tested before private meetings at one of the now citywide 170 locations or to self-test to rule out a coronavirus infection. Are there a sufficient number of rapid tests available in the first place? According to the federal government's task force, the Federal Ministry of Health secured a contingent of 550 million rapid tests for 2021 with providers last year. This year, just under 100 million additional rapid tests were secured. Per providers, 150 million rapid tests were available for direct order in March. Additionally, the task force enables states to order a further 240 million rapid tests via a joint procurement agreement of the EU Commission. Is there an obligation to report a positive self-test? No. However, anyone who takes a self-test that does come back positive should have it confirmed by a PCR test and, as a precaution, quarantine themselves at home until the result is available. Do I have to provide a test result whenever I don't enter the store, but have an item handed to me outside of the store in the open? No. The testing requirement for stores in Berlin only applies as soon as the store is entered. No test result is required for the handover of goods outdoors. However, customers and salespeople should wear medical masks even in these situations. What about testing retail workers? Since Monday, March 29th, employers are required to supplement individual protection and hygiene measures with a testing concept, as long as sufficient tests are available and their procurement is reasonable. Employees who are present at their workplace must be offered a test regularly, at least twice a week, free of charge. Employees who have direct contact with customers, including employees in supermarkets, are required to take advantage of the offer. This also applies to self-employed persons, for example, Späti shopkeepers. How is the test result documented? Each test center has a documentation system in accordance with the Federal Ministry of Health. After a rapid test, the person tested receives a certificate stating, among other things, who was tested, with whom, when, and with what result. Similar certificates are kept by pharmacies and doctor's offices, and test results are sent to those tested by email, but if needed, the test result can also be printed out at the testing station. Are vaccinated people exempt from testing? No, vaccinated people are not currently exempt from proving a negative test, according to the Federal Ministry of Health. Are people who have already had corona exempt from mandatory testing? No, even recovered corona patients are not currently exempt from providing a negative test. How safe and reliable are self-tests and rapid tests? Both self-tests and rapid tests are considered safe and reliable as long as they are used according to the manufacturer's instructions, according to the Berlin Senate Department for Health on its website at berlin.de. Tests may only be marketed after prior approval by the Federal Institute for Drugs and Medical Devices. Self-tests and rapid tests can detect a virus quite reliably in the phase in which the person being tested is particularly infectious. If the test is positive, the person in question is almost certainly infected. However, a negative test result does not necessarily rule out infection, especially if there is a low viral load or the necessary swab was not performed correctly. The quality of many self-tests sold at discounters such as Aldi, Rossmann, DM, and in pharmacies has improved significantly in recent months. Karl Broich, president of the Federal Institute for Drugs and Medical Devices, stated, quote, "The sensitivity of these rapid tests has become better and better, and that is the prerequisite for us to now use them on a broad scale." If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.